I want to talk about someone who apparently committed suicide. I say apparently because it's a strange, strange case. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, Gary Webb. He's dead. His life basically went downhill after he lost his job at a newspaper because he was the one who exposed the CIA and their drug running in Los Angeles. And at that time, his newspaper did not back him, did not support him, and he got fired. And his career went downhill after that.
The San Jose Mercury News.
Gary Webb was his name. Gary Webb is dead. And I want to talk with you a little bit about that, because there's no question that he was depressed. His ex-wife says he was depressed. His brother says he was giving away some of his personal things. He didn't have a lot of money. Giving away his motorcycle, then he had one stolen. So he was going downhill, except the strangest part about this is he was an investigative reporter, and a darn good one. How do you shoot yourself twice in the head?
Well, you were in the military, and so you know a little bit about guns. This doesn't happen. In fact, I actually pulled up with a search dozens of mainstream news articles where police come to a scene that there's a suicide note, and then they see two gunshots to the head, and they go and solve the case and find out it was a murder. Folks, you shoot yourself in the head with a .38 Special.
Even if you're not dead, you're knocked out.
You're
right?
Knocked out or you're in deep trouble. And the first shot, I don't have the coroner's report, was from back behind the ear through the jaw, blowing out his teeth and his jaw. Okay, now, I mean, folks, I've been in a couple fist fights, you know, in high school and college. You get a good one on the chin, you're seeing stars. Try blowing your jaw off your face. I don't want to get, you know, too much more gory than that. And then he shoots himself in the head again, supposedly. And, look, Gary Webb, I'd interviewed Gary Webb many times, and I wish I'd have done something with it. When he left the San Jose Mercury News, he called me, and I've never told this story. He called me, and the disc is somewhere in the piles of material I have, and he said, you know, they had all my documents up on the San Jose Mercury News, Alex, and I'd like you to create a website and put this up on it, all these documents, all this proof. Right. And you know how it is being busy. I just laid it down. Sure. It was a great idea. I told my webmaster to do it. This is like in 99 or something. And just forgot. Never did it. And been digging around for it ever since. But there are sites now that have all that material. And the San Jose Mercury News never said, we don't back your story. They just said, we apologize. We don't know. I mean, he had eyewitnesses. He had former heads of the DEA in Latin America. He had the biggest drug dealer, a convicted drug dealer on the West Coast freeway, Ricky Ross. And it just so happened, right before Gary died, I'm working with another film company on a drug war film, and I had interviewed Free Ricky Ross from prison. He's right here in Texas, actually mm-hmm, up in the Panhandle. Mm-hmm. And I had interviewed him, and those interviews are posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the day after people learned he died, 2 days after he died, I called up Freeway Ricky Ross at actually he called us with his weekly call, but I was there for it at, you know, 10 o'clock, and this is from a correctional facility. The call comes through, and I go, have you heard the news? He goes, what news? And I go, Gary Webb, you know, died from gunshot wounds to the head. That had come out immediately. And he said, that's unbelievable. He goes, you know, I haven't talked to him in about a year. But the last time he talked to me, he said, and we've put the audio of this taped phone call on the web. He said, Gary told me people are climbing up and down my house. These are government types, you know, they're like special forces mm-hmm, types. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been getting threats. Then I talked to Chico Brown, who was the co-defendant but was never convicted with Freeway Ricky. And these are major sources he used in papers. These are people he trusted.
Right,
and these
right.
are his friends. People said, well, you know, these guys, one of these guys in prison, don't listen to him.
Right,
no,
right.
I mean, this has been documented. Said that he had, in just the last few years, been getting death threats. All of this had been happening. He'd been getting followed by government cars. He was working on a new book doing all of this. And
yet others say he was very depressed.
Well, yeah, and some of the people right? saying he was very depressed, Mr. Webb told the Boston newspaper that he didn't agree with him. You know, it's funny, people that are speaking for him, Gary Webb mm-hmm. from the grave is in the Boston newspaper saying he doesn't agree with those people. So, I mean, and this is a dead guy, so I'm standing up for him here.
Do you think he was killed?
Look, I've just done so much hunting. And I've
you think he was
shot killed. Wild boars in the head. I've shot deer in the head, and I know you shoot something in the head, it isn't going and cocking the gun and shooting itself again. I mean, it just, you were in the military. It just doesn't happen. There are really no known cases of this, unless you're talking about Vince Foster. Of course, he didn't shoot himself twice, but different gun and all this happening. The only other known cases of this are Arkansides, where people would shoot themselves twice in the back of the head with a shotgun, where people would cut their own arms and legs off and pour gasoline on their bodies and set themselves on fire.
Or commit suicide with their hands tied behind their back.
Exactly. I mean, there's or be machine gunned off the road in a car found full of bullet holes, and they committed suicide. Look, he shot himself twice in the head. That's admitted. And all I know is I don't trust these police departments when they come out and say it's a suicide. And I know this, George, I'm not planning to commit suicide. And, I've gotten death threats before, and I sure hope that if I get two gunshots in my head or one in my head, there's an investigation. Because I'm not planning to go anytime soon. I love life. And Gary Webb, I'd probably talk to him, I don't know, about 6-8 months ago. And
did he sound okay?
He sounded really upbeat and happy. And so I'm sad for Gary Webb, but he was a real investigative journalist, a Pulitzer Prize winning author, never had his prize revoked. He had documented this. I mean, I've interviewed CIA agents who were in Mena, Arkansas, unloading the cocaine. I had family who was in the military who in the 1980s were in Guatemala. And that's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Building
mm-hmm.
airfields. I mean, I don't have to even go talk to investigative journalists or talk to former CIA agents. I got family who won't talk about it on the air, but will tell me privately about what they saw. And, they were just there, building airfields. Most of the drugs that are shipped into this country are brought in by private interests that have government license. And the cartels you hear about that get busted, George, are the people that didn't pay their cut into the central banks. It's like Tony Montana says in Scarface, the TV commercial for the banks on TV, and he goes, that's my boss, that's the real drug dealer.
Yeah.
That's the people that launder the money. In fact, Reuters reported back in 1998 that the head of the New York Stock Exchange went to the FARC guerrillas. There's pictures of him hugging him. And it's actually not even against the law that foreign countries can invest drug money in the stock market as long as it's not done from here in the U.S. And they told them, you invest with us or it's over for you. We're wiping you out. And so the invasion begun. We've had a 3 or 4 year war down there. And our spray planes are only in the one third of the country controlled by the communist FARC. And again, I'm no supporter of the communist FARC. The point is they're only going after the cocaine, cocoa plant, and the poppies that aren't owned by the globalist. I mean, it's like Afghanistan. They had gone from producing 70% of world opium in the 1990s to, in 2000, producing only about 10-15% of it. Now they're back above 80.
They're back up again.
Yeah, I mean, they're back to record levels, and the smack is hitting the street all over Europe and the East Coast. And our children are dying from it. So I want that poison to stop being pumped into our country. And I want to ask, literally, just type opium production at record levels in Afghanistan. You'll get hundreds of major respected publications, and you'll hear about our special forces standing around guarding it. And the excuse is, well, the drug lords and the warlords are working with us, so we have to work with them. Yeah, but then it's U.S. company C-130s flying out with the poison.